In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Veni, Sancte Spiritus, replituum corda vitium et tuum amoris in his inim accende. Emite Spiritum tuum et creabuntur.
Et renova vis facium terrae.
Oremus Deus qui corda fidelium Sancti Spiritus, illus et acquisti da nobis in eodem Spiritu recta sapere, et Deus semper consolatione gaudere, per Christum Dominum nostrum.
Amen.
Sede sapientiae.
Ora pro
nobis. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. The last 12 meditations serve for us in order to recognize the true spirit of this world, which is an anti-Christian spirit, an anti-Marian spirit, and I hope you renounced this spirit. And these 12 days in the original 33 days of preparation for the true preparation was just, so to speak, a little preparation for the main body of the preparation of the true consecration. There's a great temptation now for you that you might get tired and think, well, the main part is over. It's not so. It was just a little preparation. And now we begin truly the preparation for the consecration. And in the original 33 days of preparation, St. Louis Skinner de Montfort deserves 1 week, which is now to get to know yourself, then the second week to comprehend the secret of Mary, and then the third week by Mary to recognize Jesus Christ and to be filled with Jesus Christ. But those 3 periods of time, or these 3 topics of the preparation, myself, Our Blessed Lady, Jesus Christ, the title for this is to be filled with Jesus Christ by Our Blessed Lady. St. Louis Skinner de Montfort says about this first part, meaning to know yourself, they should then offer up all their prayers and pious actions to ask for knowledge of themselves and contrition for their sins. And they should do this in a spirit of humility. So, main thoughts and considerations are my own sins, myself, my sins, contrition for my sins, in particular, the spirit of humility. For that end, the king, if the Jews meditate on what I have said before of our inward corruption, they can look upon themselves during this week as snails, crawling things, toads, swine, serpents, and unclean animals, he says. Or they can reflect on these 3 considerations of St. Bernard, the vileness of our origin, disarms of our present state and our ending as the food of wounds. They should pray our Lord and the Holy Ghost to enlighten them, for that end they might use the ejaculations, "Lord, that I may see," right? So during these few days of these 7 meditations about yourself, you should really ask our Lord through Our Lady, "Lord, may that I see, that I recognize myself, may I know myself." O come, Holy Ghost, together with the litany of the Holy Ghost and the prayer which follows. They should have recourse to the Blessed Virgin and ask you to grant them this immense grace, which must be the foundation of all the others for this end. They should say the Ave Maria Stella and the Litany of the Blessed Virgin, which I ask you to say today in private before you go to bed. So we now enter, as I said, the second week of preparation, a period dedicated to knowledge of self, something indispensable for our progress in the spiritual life. First, we have to know our own state in order to root out things, if there are things to be rooted out. Too often we have only a superficial knowledge of ourselves, imagining ourselves to be what we are not. The purpose of this week is to see ourselves as we really are, to see ourselves as God sees it, sees us so much as possible. How shall we achieve this knowledge of ourselves? First, there is prayer. We should ask God through Our Lady for the grace to see ourselves as we really are. And if God gives us the grace, you might be shocked. True knowledge of self will only be achieved by the grace of God, and this grace will only come if we ask it and God through humble and sincere prayer. A very important part, we'll talk in a few minutes about it in detail, is the examination of your soul, the examination of your conscience, the examination of your entire life, to see how we have spent or misspent our lives until this very day. To help you examine your life thoroughly, we have included an examination of conscience. It is recommended, perhaps, that if you didn't do it yet, to do a general confession. But then, so the examination of conscience, that's the main part during these days. Then the reflection on meditation, on why we were created, right? You already said that on different points. By whom? Where came we from? Where are we going? Everyone ends up in one of two places, heaven or hell. Reflect upon the fact that we cannot serve God and the world. Which one do we really put first? This is the real question. Are we really committed to serving God? Then, during this period, acts of mortification in order to atone for our past sins and draw down God's favor and grace upon ourselves. Remember, there's more joy in heaven over one sinner doing penance than 99 just men who need to know penance. Our Lord also warns us that unless we do penance, we'll also perish. And also acts of contempt towards ourselves, renouncing ourselves in a sense, showing contempt for our sins and our past life, showing contempt for our inclination to do evil and neglect good, contempt for the way we have misspent our lives in offending God so far, contempt for those things that could lead us back to such a sinful life. A true knowledge of ourselves will never be pleasant, as you know, and all this self-examination can become, perhaps, a little depressing. Yet, even though we have to cast a glance at our soul, at our past, our focus should be on the future, too, not on the past. We only look at our sinful past so as to flee from it to a virtuous, more virtuous future. Let us confidently place ourselves at the feet, right, of our merciful and compassionate Mother, the refuge of sinners. From her we will obtain the light to leave our present darkness. Next to her, we will see our true state within despairing. If we could accept into her company a repentant Mary Magdalene, once possessed by seven devils, then she will accept us also. And then, of course, there are the recommended prayers, Litany of the Holy Ghost, Litany of the Blessed Virgin, the Ave Maria Stella, and perhaps the Litany for Humility. The important part are, so that we are not too much confused, is to get to know ourselves, our sins, our soul, to focus on contrition and on the virtue of humility during this time. And of course, before your meditation, your prayer changes a little bit for this. Now you don't ask anymore for that you recognize the world, the spirit of the world, that you're liberated from the spirit of the world. Now you ask about something else, that the Holy Ghost enlightens you through the intercession of Mary, that you get to know yourself, and that you have contrition for your sins. So you should say this prayer instead of the other. And now this was only the introduction to this second part, so to speak, of the preparation. Now we come to our first meditation, right? And this meditation should consist, in general terms, of an examination of our own conscience. We can only walk on the way of God if we know ourselves what we are. If someone wants to give himself entirely to God, he must first know what he truly is. And our Lord says in the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 7, verses 1 to 6, following, "Judge not, that you may not be judged. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged, and with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why seest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, and seest not the beam that is in thy own eye? Or how sayest thou in thy brother, let me cast the mote out of thy eye, and behold, the beam is in thy own eye? Thou hypocrite, cast out first the beam out of thy eye, and then shalt see to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Give not that which is holy to dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest perhaps they trample them under their feet, and turning upon you, they tear you. And Saint Louis Quintin de Montfort says in the letter to the friends of the cross, number 5 and 6, "My dear friends of the cross, does every act of you justify what the eminent name of your bear implies? Or at least are you, with the grace of God, in the shadow of Calvary's cross and of Our Lady of Pity, really eager and truly striving to attain this goal? Is the way you follow that one that leads to this goal? Is it the true way of life, the narrow way, the thornstone way to Calvary? Or are you unconsciously traveling the world's broad road, the road to perdition? So you realize that there is a high road, which to all appearances is straight and safe for men to travel, but which in reality leads to death." So if you want to prepare your imagination according to the method of St. Ignatius of Loyola, you should really imagine in your imagination the two roads, the road to hell and then the small path to heaven, and you'd ask yourself, right, I'm really on that road to hell, or do I want to be on the other one, even I am on the road to heaven? Do you really know, he continues, the voice of God and grace from the voice of the world and human nature? Do you distinctly hear the voice of God, our kind Father, pronouncing his threefold curse upon everyone who follows the world in its concupiscence? Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. And then appealing to you with outstretched arms, be separated, my chosen people, beloved friends of the cross of my Son, be separated from those worldlings, for they are cursed by my majesty, repudiated by my Son, and condemned by my Holy Spirit. Do not sit in the chair of pestilence, take no part in their gardens, do not even step along their highways. Hurry away from this great and famous Babylon, hearken only to the voice of my beloved Son. Follow only of his footprints, for he is the one I have given to be your way, truth, and life. In Martel, hear ye him. Is your ear attentive to the bleedings of the lovable and cross-burdened Jesus? Come, follow me. He that followeth me walketh not in darkness. Have confidence, I have conquered the world. And your meditation can also consist of, as I said before, in general, of examine your conscience of your entire life. How was your life so far in regard to God? In regard to God. And if you need perhaps more nourishment, more matter of meditation, or that if you want to have something for a little spiritual reading, you may read the Imitation of Christ, Book 2, Chapter 5, and Chapter 6. Chapter 5 consists of the consideration of oneself, and then Chapter 6 talks about the joy of a good conscience. And this entire time, these seven meditations about ourselves should really show us what we are, but more so, it is now time, after we comprehend the spirit of this world, it's now time to empty ourselves. If in our heart there's too much ourself, it needs to be emptied. We need to renounce ourselves in a sense, so that in order Our Lady can truly take place together with the Holy Ghost in our heart, in our soul, and then, as I said so many times before, Our Blessed Lady, as an instrument of the Holy Ghost, can truly work miracles in your soul, which can have immense effects, not only on you, on your relatives, but can have immense effects on the world and in the church as well, if it's in the degree, in the will of our Mistress and Queen, our Mother of God, and in the degree of God's divine providence. So you should proceed with great courage to really look at yourself and to empty out yourself, so that she can fill yourself with herself and be filled by her with Jesus Christ in the Holy Ghost. God bless you. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sanctus. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus.
Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen.
Nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sanctus.